In Afghanistan, there's been an apparent breakthrough in a tense standoff between two warlords in the eastern city of Gardez. The fighting has raged between the man who's been appointed the area's governor and forces loyal to the head of the town's tribal council. Today, about 200 prisoners captured in the fighting were exchanged on a snowy hill outside the city. NPR's Scott Simon was there.
We're on a hill just east of the town of Gardez. Pasha Khan's men hold this hill, and it's filled with men sitting on their haunches, lighting cigarettes with shivering fingers, Kalashnikov rifles slung around their shoulders. We're standing next to an anti-aircraft gun that's on this hill. We're waiting for Pasha Khan to arrive and a prisoner exchange to begin that could signal a resolution to this dispute between rival warlords that has killed more than 60 people and challenge the authority of Afghanistan's new central government. Even the Taliban flinch from trying to disarm either of the Pashtun clan leaders. There were a couple of hundred men deployed over the icy hillside today. All of them bristled with rifles or rocket launchers, but few of them were wearing good shoes. Haji Saifullah has refused to accept Pasha Khan's appointment as governor. While about 40 of his fighters were held inside a bus, Pasha Khan's brother, Wazir Khan Zadran, who's also a government minister, said the exchange was a sign that their rivalry could be controlled, if not resolved. It is the first step toward peace, he said. His brother's appointment as governor lasts only 3 months, and Mr. Khan said they would welcome a free vote for the job after that. They should send a delegation with us, he said. We will go and ask the people who they really want. If they want Pasha Khan, then he will be the governor. Pasha Khan and Haji Saifullah are old rivals who seem to find new reasons to fight. This warfare broke out after Pasha Khan's forces arrived to claim Gardez after he was appointed governor. Haji Saifullah considers Pasha Khan a murderer who persuaded U.S. Special Forces that a convoy of cars carrying some of his family and friends to Hamid Karzai's inauguration contained al-Qaeda fighters. The convoy was bombed. The Pasha Khan and Karzai families are old allies in struggles against the Red Army and the Taliban. But Mr. Karzai has criticized his rapid move into Gardez and sent negotiators to the town who got both clans to agree to a ceasefire and today's prisoner exchange. The bus bearing the prisoners took off on a 10-minute drive into town, swerving to avoid the crater strewn by 20 years of bombs. Haji Saifullah was waiting in town to shake hands and brush the cheeks of the 24 prisoners whose names were called as they climbed down from the bus.
Abdul Jabbar, Abdul Mateen.
Many of the prisoners appeared to be old men and young boys, as young as 14, not hardened warriors. Many insisted that they were simply walking the streets of Gardez when they were captured by Pasha Khan. Haji Saifullah says that the prisoner exchange will make it possible to extend the ceasefire they agreed to past this Friday. There will be no fighting, he said. We want peace. We want security. We want to work according to the program of the United Nations. So Pasha Khan will continue as interim governor, but Haji Saifullah says that he doesn't want to see him in town. Because he is a murderer, and he committed lots of crimes, and we don't want him to be here. Back in Kabul today, Hamid Karzai told the visiting British Defense Secretary Jeff Hoon that the factional warfare in Gardez shows why he wants the British-led UN Security Force expanded beyond Kabul, but Mr. Hoon demurred and called for Afghanistan to raise its own new national army for that job. Many of Afghanistan's well-armed tribes are separated by stout mountains and bombed-out roads from any central government. Hamid Karzai would like international forces here to discourage violent tribal rivalries, but the fear of getting caught between clans who try to settle old grudges with new grenade launchers is exactly what makes the British want to serve their time and just go home. Scott Simon, NPR News, in eastern Afghanistan.